As promised, we are joined by the head basketball coach at Florida State. He is the winningest coach in Florida State history, recipient of four National Coach of the Year awards, a four-time Conference Coach of the Year, led Florida State to back-to-back Sweet 16s for the second time in school history. Florida State is 21-4. They're 11-3 in the ACC. They are number 8 in the AP poll, and they're at home against Pitt tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern. Leonard Hamilton is back. Leonard, it's great to have you on the show. How are you?
Hello, Jim. How are you doing on the West Coast?
Man, I'm so good on the West Coast. Leonard, how about you? You're coming off a win over Syracuse. You're unbeaten at home. You're number 8 in the AP poll. So let me ask you how your life is right now.
You know, it's a grind. I'm enjoying it, trying to get better. We have basically a new team. We have 6 new players that we're trying to incorporate in, and we're still learning and growing. And that's a good thing about this team. We still have a lot of room for improvement. I just hope we can continue to keep winning while we're still getting it together.
All right, so what about that? The fact is, you're number 8 in both polls, as I mentioned, but you said we can still get better. We've got some new players. If you haven't yet fully hit on all cylinders and you're in the top 10, how good can this team be? What's your upside with this group?
Well, to be very honest with you, I think we have good pieces. The full sum of all our parts, I think, makes us, you know, a pretty good basketball team. We don't have anybody on our team that's really playing lights out. We don't have anybody that's really, really playing bad. We do have some guys that need to play totally up to their potential. We're trying to get to that magic level, that elusive mindset where everybody is hitting on all cylinders at the same time, and we haven't come close to that yet, but we've been fortunate enough to win while we're still developing.
Florida State head coach Leonard Hamilton is my guest. At the same time, he did beat Syracuse on Saturday 70-67, and that's a game where MJ Walker missed a chunk of time because he got 12 stitches in his lip, and then he came back. He was enormous down the stretch. How impressed were you with his toughness and what he did for the team down that stretch?
Jim, I've never seen anything like this, and to be very honest with you, when I look back at it, you know, when you come out off the bench, he played about I think he played about 9 or 10 minutes in the first half, and he sat on the bench the second half until 9 minutes to go in the game with 12 stitches in his mouth. And he went out there and played with absolutely no fear. And when I look back at that, the thought of all the shots that you have to take in order to sew your lip back up with 12 stitches is painful enough, but to have the presence of mind and the toughness and the focus and the will and the desire to go out and will your team to victory in a game that could have gone either way, this says a lot about his character.
You know, it says a lot about his character, but it seems to me also, I mean, that's really important. It says a lot about his character, period. But then it talks about, or it says a lot about the reflection and the embodiment of the culture that you have built in that program, about toughness and sacrificing for each other. How do you find guys, so many guys that are willing to pay that price and be there for each other?
Well, we do have a really good culture. This bunch really cheers for one another. They enjoy hanging out with each other. They really, really care about one another, and we've been void of a lot of that me stuff that goes on. The challenge for us is to find a way to shut out all the noise that comes from so many different places. A lot of times it's people who care about the guys who trying to tell their players how to their relationships, how to get to a place where they've never been themselves. So we just try to work hard at being honest with our approach and try not to mislead anyone. I think that the way we play is very challenging for these guys to play long minutes without getting a rest, and they seem to have bought in playing to each other and for each other.
And that's why depth is so important, because you are pretty demanding in that regard. Leonard Hamilton's my guest. You know, Leonard, one of the topics or themes that's come up quite a bit on the show lately is coaches saying that I've only got a few hours a day with the guys. So what's so important is if they're going to spend 20, 22, 23 hours away from us, it's what they're doing at that time that we need to make sure they're dialed in for those 2 hours when we do have them. So if you're trying to get rid of all that noise, what's the conversation you have with your players? What should they listen to, and what are you telling them to block out?
Well, Jim, let me be very honest with you. It's one of the areas that that concern me about how we legislate rules that govern what goes on with our young people. We have 5 different committees, and half the committees you have people working on them who have never really coached, who've never recruited, who've never been in the trenches with kids under these circumstances. But we have so many people making rules that they really have not been involved in the situation. The coaches really don't. We have some voice, but not really. And we have things that, go on that I read about them in the paper. You know, I find out that something's going on, or rules being changed. You know, we're not really focused on sometimes the reality of the situation. You know, all the football coaches get together at one time during the year, and they kind of go over what they think is best for their game. But we don't have a meeting that requires all the head basketball coaches to be in one place in order to come up with situations that's better, that's the best for our game. So we have a lot of rules and a lot of misunderstandings in how we should govern ourselves, and the use of time seems to be one of them.
Leonard Hamilton's my guest. All right, so since the game took place during the All-Star weekend, a number of former players who were in the NBA came back to campus. What's that like? Like, what's it mean to you when, and the program, when players do come back and they support the current guys?
Wow, that was amazing to have Chris Camargi and Fiondu Kabengele and Terrence Mann and Phil Kofor and Isaiah Swan and, Dwayne Bacon and then Malik Beasley is coming in for the game tomorrow. I was overwhelmed with these guys. When they have time off, they want to come and hang out in Tallahassee and support our program. That just says a little bit about the culture that we're building and the relationships that we have, not only with our present players, but with our former players. And so it's building. We have a little ways to go, but it's moving in the right direction.
Says something about the coach, too. Now, that win moved you into the top five all-time for ACC wins. I know you're not going to make it about yourself. You never have. But what's that number represent to you?
Well, it represents that I've had great staff, Stan Jones, Carl Charlton Young, Steve Smith, guys who have been with me. Mike Bradley been with me over 20 years. Stan Jones been with me close to 23, 24 years. Charlton Young, I recruited out of high school when he turned me down and went to Georgia Southern. I've had a long relationship with him, and I've known Steve Smith forever. We have a great staff, guys who believe in doing things as a staff, and you know, so it works well when you have guys on your staff that have your back, and we have a system, and it feels that we are really, really coming together, and we need it because we're in the toughest basketball conference ever assembled in the history of college basketball, where 70% of all the games are decided by 4 points or less. So you need to have a tight unit that's all working together, and my staff does that.
Leonard Hamilton joins us for a few more moments. You know, I saw last month he spent some time with Joe B. Hall. What's that like when the two of you get together, and what kind of memories come up?
Man, that was one of the highlights of the year for me, to be able to sit there in the lobby of the Marriott and reminisce about the good old days and tell stories and just kind of relive some of those moments that we enjoyed together. It was very refreshing and rewarding, and I can't tell you how much it meant to me for him to come out and hang out with me for a little while. And he's a great guy. He meant an awful lot to me. He gave me a chance to be his assistant coach when I was 26 years old. And I worked my family off to try to show him how much I appreciated it. And it was just a wonderful experience. And gosh, I'm going to try to get by to holler at the old fella as much as I can.
Florida State 21-4, 11-3 in conference play. They are number 8 in the AP poll, and they've got a big win tomorrow night. They're at home against Pitt, 8 p.m. Eastern. He's a friend of the program, Leonard Hamilton. Leonard, great to have you back. Thank you so much. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Leonard Hamilton, winning his coach in Florida State history, and a recipient of 4 National Coach of the Year awards.